Good morning. Today is July the 9th, 2025, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open your New Testament Bibles with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11. We'd like to share a few verses with you this morning, beginning in verse number 22. The text reads, "And Jesus answered, saying to them, Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. Whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. And verse 26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions." May God this morning bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning in these five short verses that I have read this morning in your hearing, Jesus speaks of the importance of having the faith to believe what we ask Him of, what we ask God for in our lives. For He speaks to have faith in God, to have faith in the one and only, our Creator, our God in heaven this morning. You know, in our lives each and every day, we see reason many times to have faith in many things so that we may do and be what we would see that God would have for us to be. You know, but Jesus tells us in these words to us and His disciples that we need to be sure that we have faith in God. Have faith in God to know that God honors, God lifts, and God blesses the needs in the hands of man, those that seek after and those that trust His will. For He says in verse 23, beloved, "Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him." Asking, trusting the Lord God, and then believing the Word God teaches us through Jesus' own words. Believing that what we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of God, will come to pass if we trust, we have no doubt in our hearts, and we believe with our wholeness, the fullness, and the faith that God gives us today in our own hearts. For it says in verse 24, it says, "Therefore I say to you, all things, the word says, I repeat, for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you." Believing that we have received what has not yet occurred or has not yet been received in our life, but believing, Jesus says, so that we can know, so we have the confidence, we have the faith, and we have the assurance in knowing that what we do ask of Lord God, He will grant if it's in His will and His purpose and the way that He desires for you and I today, beloved. He says in verse number 25, "Whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions." Forgiveness, one of the greatest teachings that Jesus taught as He went on about and carried out His earthly ministry. Forgiveness, forgiving our fellow brother and sister in Christ, forgiving those around us that we have met, maybe some of those, beloved, that we have never even met, but we need to be sure that there's nothing, absolutely nothing in our hearts today, beloved, that would allow us to have interference between the love that we have today for our fellow man and the love as well that we have for Christ Jesus today, and in turn, His love for each of us. For He says in verse number 26, "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions." Clear, stern warning that you and I today, beloved, need to be sure that we ask God for forgiveness of anything in our heart and our life that would hinder the workings of God in our heart and our spirit. So many times I speak with people and I ask them, how are they doing? Many times they'll share with me, "Well, Billy, things are going pretty well, but you know, they could be a lot better." You know what? Every one of us probably could speak that today, beloved. But what have we prayed and what have we asked the Lord God to provide unto us? What have you this day prayed, beloved, and asked the Lord Jesus for in your life? Have you asked God for the frivolous things, the wants maybe that you have, the desires maybe of the flesh? Or have you rather asked God for the things of importance? But truly, this morning, beloved, what we really need to have assurance of is knowing that by faith we can pray and we can trust the Lord God to help us, carry us, lead us, and surely guide us through this special day. For all the many things that He has provided unto us, we need to always, beloved, be sure that we pray, asking, pray, believing, just as the Lord Jesus here gives us direction and discernment in. And we need to always be sure during our prayers and before our praying and after our praying that we always remember how important it is to forgive the things in our life and just give them to Jesus. We need to ask each and every time, beloved, before and during and surely after prayer and keep in our hearts the truth and the understanding of faith, by faith, that we need to have trueness of forgiveness, a forgiveness that Christ only can offer unto you and me be in our hearts. May that today, beloved, be firm and steadfast within your heart today as we seek the Lord God to work in our lives in a mighty, a profound, and a spirit-filled way. Let's just go to the Lord for a few minutes of prayer. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we're truly thankful, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts, God, for your willingness, God, to meet with us this morning, to hear our cries and our petitions, and God as well to share with us, Father, through this Gospel of Mark, the understanding that we need so desperately today, Father, about forgiveness and about how to pray and about how to walk and live our lives, Father, in faith in Christ Jesus. Lord, I would just pray today by faith again, Lord, that you would allow this to penetrate our sometimes hardened hearts, God, so that we each may know and receive the blessings and the gifts, God, that you have for us. Lord, teach us how to pray believing with our whole heart, not doubting in any form or fashion, Father, but believing in you because you are our Lord, God. You are our Redeemer, Father, eternal in life. And we offer and we receive, Father, praise to you today in Jesus' name. Father, we would ask you today that you would just allow the ones that listen to this broadcast, to this message, to this simple devotion each weekday morning, God, that you would honor and bless their faithfulness, God. May you take that mustard seed faith within each of us today, and may you nurture it, God. May you place upon it, Father, the admiration of the Lord, God, and may you grow it. May you lift it. May you bless it, Father, in ways that are above and beyond anything we can even think or imagine. Father, may you have your will and your way in all areas and all avenues and all pathways, Father, today of our life. Father, we pray today for those that are sick and shut in. We pray that you would bless them. We pray, Father, by faith again, that you would touch them. And may you make them whole, Father, if it be thy will. Father, we pray today, God, for those that are lost, surely. We would ask you, Father, just to speak to their hardened hearts. God, we would ask you to draw up close and near to them, Father. May, God, someone be placed in their path, Father, just as I and just as the other listeners today, God. May you allow those people to be placed in our path of life this day. And, God, may we have that boldness. May we have that courage and understanding. And, Father, again, may we have that faith in knowing, God, that you're with us and you speak through us, God, as only you can and will. Father, we would ask you today to just have your right of way, have your will, and have your peace, Father, in all areas of our life. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together and pray in unity. Father, we thank you for this devotion, God, that you've allowed us to be such a small part in. But God, we thank you most of all today for sending your precious Son Jesus to die on a cross on behalf of our sin debt, Father, to pay that sin debt in full and wholeness, Father, today so that we may have life. And we may have that life everlasting. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.